known as also as the Sefer Geula, as it's called by the Rishonim, the Book of Redemption. Interesting, they point out that only one parsha speaks about the actual Golos itself, Mois. The rest of these is Vaera, Boy, Mishalak, etc., is Geula already. All Machis and Mitzrayim and so forth, and the actual redemption itself. All space is given to the Geula, that actually the self. The basic question that is posed by, in this case, by all the commentaries, usually the Rechaim is the one that asks the question, usually. But in this case, everybody seems to come into the act. Since this is the beginning of a new Chumash, so forth. What is the connecting link? Ve'ela. As we know, the Vav is Moisef al Rishonim. Adds on to what happened before. What is the connection link? You see, by Dvorim, says, from Ela Dvorim, Shneva Moisha. As it says, Ve'ela. But what? Ve'ela Shemois. In fact, the Beit HaBachayim puts it very succinctly over here. He says, when he says in the Lashon of the Eila, he says, Hoya Noi, the Yashchil, to begin a Chumash, and the Loivov. Loivov, in the face of like saying, I'm born, you also bring me not born. What is the connection of them? So we'll discuss a few of these. Some of them very interesting, some are very difficult to understand, and I'm going to throw in my own two cents what I want to say for what it's worth. But before we go to that, I wanted to mention a certain halacha that is present in the very words of Ela Shemois. This is pointed out in various swarms of Yishayim and so forth, further. Ve'ela Shemois Mene Yisrael. The word Ve'ela, Vov, is V'chaya, Adam, Lamed, Likro, Hey, Aparsha, and the word Shmo stands for Shnayim, Mikro, Ve'echot, Targum. Which means that there is a remez, they say, to point out, the dashki over here, there's a remez. The Ela Shemois, a remez for the parsha of the week that a person should review the parsha each week, Shnayim Mikra two times the Chumash, one time the Targum. Even though many times people don't understand the Targum and so forth, and the Targum is not always a simple translation. He includes many times various interpretations, some different than Rashi and so forth. Now, I think already the art school put out a Targum translated in English to understand the Targum also, that you could have that too. But again, it's also needed to learn Rashi. And it's brought down if a person, let's say, doesn't understand, they can't go through with the actual Targum and so forth, or at least to go through it in the translation and so forth, or the Chumash itself. And a person should be tied down, as the Balatadya said, tied down to the Parsha Shashavua. He said the person should be tied, his life should be tied to the Parshas HaShavua in this particular sense. Koveya eaten the Torah, to connect the time of his life to Torah. And if a person, let's say, had the Rashi translated in English, whatever it may be, it's important that the person does that. Tosfos brings in brachas, that Rabbi Yehuda Anossi didn't serve the food on Shabbos meal until all his children and family completed Shnai Mikro Lechatan. Commentaries ask why the remez is adapted over here. Adapted over here, the Ela Shemois. It has to fit into the Oishias. So one interesting thought you could say is that there's a question that's asked, Mar brings, Snaynikovecha Targum. Targum, as I said, is a translation of the Hebrew into Aramaic. What if you have a name like Reuben, Shimon, Levi? The Targum also says, Reuben, Elaine Shemahas, Le Yisrael, that will hear in the time of Yaakov. And it says, Levi, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, to get your name. So what do you do then? So Rashi holds in the Bible, as you say, three times, possible. If it's possible, the name is no Targum, then three times the possible. Others hold there might be Targum Yadis or the Targum Yerushalmi. Texas talks about it and so forth. But we see the importance of the verse to stress the union of the parasha itself. I wanted to add on, nobody says this, to the remnant that we have here, that something else is also included. It says, the Elish Mo Israel. That's what we said. The Chayav Adam Likro HaParsha. Shnayim Mikro ve'echad Targum. To Bnei Yisrael, because the Gemara says, what says that the Olam Yashlim Odom Parshiyosaf Im HaTzibor. A person should complete the Parshiyos with the Tzibor, meaning that particular week complete that Parsha. It both means a story about one of the Amoraim that wanted to do all the Parshiyos in Erev Yom Kippur, when you want to watch it, no, you have to do it. That particular week, that's how it should be done. And the Gemara says, a person that adheres to this particular halacha of the Snaidik of Echatagum, he reviews the Chumash before he comes, so forth, and the Shabbos, and before the meal, is to Arichas Yomin Vishonim, longevity. Yomim Vishonim. Look at what the one says, Yomim Vishonim, days and years. If I wanted to say that could be that, you could say that maybe that's also a remez alluded to in the Pesuk, where it says, V'chayim Odom, Mikro, Shnayim, Mikro, Echad Targum, and B'nei, I would say, B'chol, you say, B'nei Yisrael, the whole 7 day period, he said, that it should be completed in that particular time period. Shonim, Rabin, Etelo, I will give him Yisrael. So we're basing on the Gemara, the Remez, that Yomim Shonim, like says Marichin, or Yomim Shonim, Yomim Shonim, Rabin, Marichin, Echein Lo, I will give him, Bershon says, I will give him. That's a part of the remnant that I wanted to put into the particular postage over here, of what he says, the particular remnant. But we should know that there's a, worst comes to worst, that a person could do, it's brought down, that if he didn't have the opportunity to say it, or go through it a second time, as the Kriya Satora, when he hears the Kriya Satora, he should say along the words with the Balkorei. Say along the words, not out loud, of course, but himself, say along the words with the Balkorei, that with that also, in that particular sense. Also, the person could divide the parasha, the thing that Goyen holds, that from Shabbos after Mincha, for example, after Mincha, immediately he could start Shemois, for example. And he can do a parasha, or a certain amount of psukim, if it's difficult to do it one time or a particular time. So the Goyim was very machmid in that the person should make a certain system for himself, or when it comes to the next Shabbos, he should complete the parasha Shnayim Mikra Yechad Targum. At that point, I want to bring out the halacha, which I hold is very important, and I'm sure you would schus of Arichah L'yomo V'shnoysah. Zechet Arichah Yomim. But if you adapt it, because it shows the union of Kavanah Torah and Ahavas Torah, but it's being reasoning for the Gemara. Because it's not that the person, it's not really a learning so deeply and so forth. It's really a superficial type of a learning in a sense, mostly. But it's the union of Kavanah Torah and the Ahavas Torah. That the person is subservient to the Torah, that's his way of life. And he looks at that, looks into the Torah, and he sees that the Chum Sofer brings over there, the Ro Goy Koy Yemei Chayo. said by the Melech, Parshas Shoftim. He said that applies to the Melech Klal Yisrael. The Roa Boy Kodi Mechayim. You should see his life. You should see in the Parsha Shavua how life is for a Jewish person, how we should act and react, and that we should interpret and see. So now let's see how it works out. So, and come back to what it means, Ve'ela Shemosh B'nai Yisrael. I'm going to say a little bit what is the Torah alluding to in the extraneous law that's moistened from the past to the future. Since I mentioned the Beit HaBachaya, I'll start with him. Beit HaBachaya himself says that it goes back to Vayigash, where Vayigash it says that the Jewish people were counted, now God and so forth, and that just like the Inyan, even though it's two different swords, he says, I'm just paraphrasing Grace and Shemites, but just like he counted them over there, that the Inyan Echad, it's all one Inyan, and the voice is now counting them over here too. As Rashi, really based on Rashi, basically, as he says, that the Avos Yisrael, but I'm sure that the Chayehen Umi Soso, even the time that, just like this, when they take out the star, they come in the star, the Rashi brings over here the whole form. That's what he wants to say. It's a little bit difficult because, as I always say, the Ve'elish, when the Vol is Moisin, it's Moisin to the immediately preceding. And he's going back to Pashas Vayigash, contact over there. Okay, he wants to say that. That could be the connection he said in the two commotion in that particular sense. The Balaturim comes up with an interesting point over here. He says, very briefly, he says that when the Yom HaShoeisei is right preceding the Shemais, Yom HaShoeisei if I guess it's Mister, I hunt away such always and he heard him destroy him and so forth. As he says, the Elish was to Israel because Yosef commanded them. And the way that Balaam gets the base, I couldn't find any source, but he claims that Yosef commanded them before his minister to be careful to have choice for the Israel, to always keep your name, Ruben, Shimon, Levi, and so forth, and not to change your names. Just like he was called Tzoknas Paneach. But all right, and never does the Torah mention after he was called by Paroi that he ever used that name. But Yosef, trying. Right after that, it says, and always Yosef. Never Tzoknas Paneach. Particular point over here. We'll come right away to the concept of Shemois names. I want to discuss about that. But just to remember this. For Yosef also, as Balaturim says, that's the Eilish Shemois B'nai Yisrael, because Bayamas Yosef, he told them before he was Mister, that one of the things you should be careful is to keep your Jewish name, so forth, keep your great Shiva baby, so that particular set. That's the Balaturim must have taken shot. There are Chaim HaKodesh, in his inimitable fashion, always asked the question, wants to say that two things. One shot, he says, Ve'ela Shemosh B'nai Yisrael, what's the Sofer before? And he makes a long-range connection, so to speak. It's a good connection. He says, Ve'ela Shemosh B'nai Yisrael, just like the original ones with Tzadikim, meaning Avraham, Yitzchok and Yaakov that are discussed in Chumash Bereishis. He says, Avosif, Al Rishonim, Ma Rishonim, Avraham, Yitzchok and Yaakov, Tzadikim, and Yoyim, etc. It's always, because always also are on him. That they emulated them, they were also in the same way, same derech way of life as Tzadikim and so forth as the Chumash Bereishis. Which again is like a long distance connection, so to speak, to that particular point. Second thing he wants to say, is that also, he says, when did the Golus begin? The Golus began by Avraham Avinu, because Yitzchok was born. That was the be what you call the beginning of the 400 years of Golos. 190 years, 210 were left. Israel did 180 years. And then Yaakov came to Mitzrayim. So 190 years were cut off, were finished by the time it started in Mitzrayim. There were 210 left. So he says, that's the English version of Israel. That is the continuation, of the Golos that started with Avraham Avinu. The English was the Israel, the continuation in that sense. That's what the Chaim HaKadosh wants to say. Also, the Ebenezer asked the question, by the way. Ebenezer also asked the question. What's the Maski, the Sefer, Sefer, so forth. And over here, in that particular sense, what's that? So he wants to say, interesting connection, that by Yosef, it says, 3-4 Pesukim before the end, if I recall, the end of Vayechi, it says, the Yosef law, what you call, he saw, Yosef saw, what you call, Dor Shlishi, he saw, for his children, he saw the grandchildren, so forth, with the grandchildren. He says over here that the name Bonov is being down over here, that Yosef saw the proliferations over the beginning of the multiplying of the Jewish people, and that the Jewish most of Israel, he was also that they multiplied to the full extent. And says over here, where the Apostle brings over here the Seash of the Carousel, six children, and so forth, where it says the Loshim, so just like it started with Yosef, that he saw the third and fourth generation and so forth, the same way over here, too, with the continuation of that. That's gay. Okay. That's what I wanted to say. There are others that I'm not going to want to see. I'm not going to love the whole room different altogether. I was thinking this way. There's another question here you could ask. The Jewish race of Israel, Haboy in Mitzrayim. Haboy means that I'm coming to Mitzrayim. Coming to Mitzrayim? They were there already for years. But Yosef, after Yosef was lifted and so forth, from the least that they were there 56 years. That's Yosef. Haboy in Mitzrayim. And it ends up as Yahweh Yishu Beisai, boom, they came. What is the washing? Present tense of our boy. And another question that bothers me is when it says at the end of Judge Vayechi that Yosei was lifted, have a hunt to Yosei, Ra'is and Behor of the Mitzrayim. That's how it ends some comes blazes. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, Kuflam Kfas and so forth, Rambam says, that you should not end a parsha or a prayer, a reading, and so forth, with an activity that's not told, the varah, or that's sad, or whatever they be, and so forth. So how come that we end the whole gracious by Yomas Yosef and the Hunters of Tomorrow in the time? They put them into an arm in the time. That's how you end the Kumish. And the question is asked. Brought down. I wanted to connect all these things to say that's the English version of Israel. Could be. But two preceding psukim before, when Yosef was lifted and put into the order, is when he tells them, Toko Yifka Yajim Eska. Now, these sinners, that's Moisa Yizer Itka. And the voice on, it will come a time, Toko Yifka, I spoke about this. If you recall, there was the sign of the redemption that he gave them, that they should recognize that the come when the pot code be 80 years old, the pay, but pot code, yif code, 190 is missing, and they'll explain that to you, it's 110, and know that whole simon, that whole, that's going to be the sign that he gave to Claudius Yisrael. He didn't tell them what it's going to be in the sign, but he just told them the words pot code, yif code. But in there was the sign was going to be for the Lord. He said, and the one that comes to be greater, he will explain you and tell you the sign what's in there. Oh, so bear that in mind, they said. Now we can understand the whole answer all the questions. because once that was told to them, they had now, they were starting, they saw, this to enable them, it's also Shiva. It was beginning already. Perak, we discussed this last week, and there was beginning to be subservient, feeling subservient to the Egyptians and so forth, not on an equal level as they were before, not even above them as they were in the beginning, that the Egyptians looked up to them, in that sense of Harem. So we see that at that particular time, there was a certain injection that he gave to them, which gave them that chiyus, they're not going to be here forever, there will come a time of going out, to imbue in them, inculcate in them that concept of aboy, means logogorets. We didn't come to listakeya, we didn't come to remain here for life, to assimilate, to become like the goyim, but we come here only for temporary. Kind of what, so that instilled in them the idea of aboyim. And that's why it says, Vayisim v'orim b'mitzrayim, he was not buried. Getting to orim b'mitzrayim, they always remember, the Egyptians wanted to remember him to me because of what he did. And they felt that it's supposed that they didn't want that we should go out with he wanted to be buried in that particular sense. So every time they would recall Yosef, they recall that message that he gave them, the prophet Yitzchak. That message of the Geula that gave them the koah, gave them the strength to, in the sense, to endure all the suffering and the pain. That brought into them, imbued them the concept of the Geula and so forth, and that we didn't come to assimilate. So I said, Ve'emesh Mosh B'nai Yisrael, because of Vayoma, Vayoshi said, Pokoi Yitzchak, Lekim Eskan, and ended Vayoshi V'Yisrael V'Orein, and that Orein remained a symbol all the years, whenever he said, the Yosef is in the Orein over there, and he told us, Pokoi Yitzchak, that was Ve'emesh, that's why Ve'emesh Mosh B'nai Yisrael HaGoyim. That's why there's now Havoyim and so forth. That's why Shmosh B'nai Yisrael, not in the sense that they came, but they are always in that situation of being Havoyim, and they're not in the sense assimilated at that particular point. And at the end, it just was success. Asher Bo, then it came to Shemeshik Bo, but the concept of Boim remains. And that's why everything is answered, as far as the connection is concerned, and the concept of the Haboy. That's the point that I wanted to bring out and as far as the connection of Eile Shemois. It's why it's the point I wanted to say. But taking the concept of Shemois, just to think about it, we're not finished yet. What is it talking about Eile Shemois? That was, seems to be the message from Yosef as well, especially as the Balaturim points out. Commanded them, and the message brings, they were careful to say voice, the name, the levush, the clothing, the dress of the Jew, not to copy the fashion, so forth, of the Egyptian fashion, that's it. And the concept of the Laturim, many hold the idea of the Shikora and so forth, and the idea of the lawyers in that particular sense, they should be careful. Now, because of shame, the Baal Shem Tov says, because of a name, he says, a name has a tremendous power. He says, people don't realize this. A chassidus in that sense, but it seems to be a connection either to Sifrei Kabbalah and even Halacha. And he claims that a name is not only connected in a materialistic fashion to the person, but also in the spiritual fashion. Just like you said, when you call a person Reuven, he'll wake up. You call him, that's his name. The same way in Ruchnius, he says, the name is a wake-up call for the person. He has to know that he has to live up to his name. The message brings, the message brings over there that a person has three names. One name that his father wanted to give him. One name that people call him. Think of him, and they call him that particular name because of what they think of him, or a name that he has among the people. And the name that he earns for himself. What the boy shall receive in his name, this person accomplished what this person do. The Ariya Kodesh says, that's understand, the person is given a name. especially if he's called after somebody that was a tzaddik and so forth, or a certain type of relative and individual, he should, and he knows certain things that that person stood for, should emulate that person and try to continue that particular derech. He represents that name, that carrying on, just like when connected that Ramban says with Yibum, in the same Hokim Yoch of Shane. That Ramban says, although she doesn't necessarily mean you have to give him the same name. Ramban says that. He said, but the Hokim Yoch of Shane, the shame of the other one remains, that the spiritual name of that person remains on, whatever we can understand. Well, Ramban talks about that in Bereishis by Yehuda and Tomer, the Ramban. So, we see that at that particular point, Father Sheinbaum says, Ria Kodesh says, the person is certain, he says, every person has a posse. That the first letter of his name begins with it, and the last of his name ends. For example, where the name is, for example, Tzvi, is Tzar, Umotzi, Mitzahuni, Mitzosecha, Shashuai. Tzar begins with a Tzadi and ends with a Yud. This is of times and suffering, Mitzahuni, but Mitzosecha, Shashuai. I will always look up to and enjoy and in a sense, be involved in the mitzvahs of Hashem. That's the concept of Tzvi. So he has a duty to live up to his name. He lives up to his name at that particular point. So, and Ria Kodesh said that a person is supposed to even say that name at the end of Shemon Esrei, especially with Shoni Yom Kippur. Others are adopting every single day that they daven at the end of Shemon Esrei before Yehi Rotzeh. At the end of Shemon Esrei, they say the posuk that refers to their particular name. In the sense that the person, what you see, for example, is brought down, you change your name. Why change your name when a person is sick? Where did that accomplish? Shidi Hashem. So what? He's still there. So it's brought down, the force should say, that changing the name makes him a different person. It's not him. You change Reuven. It's now Shimon. It's not Reuven. So the name has a spiritual connection to the person. Therefore, if the person is very sick, you know, one of the actions that a person can take to save that person is change the name, hoping that the schus will be made in the sense that his mazel will be different now. He's a different person. It's not really, anyway, let's say, God forbid that he's supposed to die, was that wrong? It's not moving. As the Rambam says, when a person does tshuva and so forth, I'm a different person. It's not the same person. Completely different. So, and it was any other person, and the person that didn't do tshuva. The concept of shame, a shameless order that a person has, is a tremendous, a stimulus for the person to continue. And I always say, marvel at the Maharam Shit. Maharam Shik, was the Talmud of the Sam Saisa. At a particular time, they gave out a decree. Every Jew didn't have family names. A Jew had to take family names. And the Maharam, at that particular time, his name was Meir. And they had to take a name. So he took the name Shik. That's what it was, Shik. Shit means in Jewish, shit, they thought he meant the shit. He says, no. He said, I wanted to stress Shane Yisrael Kodesh. That's what the name shit stands for. Shane, I don't know how you know the shit's called that. Shane Yisrael Kodesh. That even though he had to take that name, but it should be a constant reminder then that the Jewish name, the Maram, Meir's name was, Maram Shit, Shane Yisrael Kodesh. That there's a kedusha in the name that a person has, and a person has to look at that, has to see it that way. And that's the choice that he's going to do.
Thank you for calling Assure para Español, marque. Please note regulations require that you make a phone call, send a text message, or go online every 30 days with your phone to keep your...
Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID followed by pound. You have not entered any number.
Sorry, we got cut off. It's going to start again this year.
Enter your participant ID followed by pound. Otherwise, just press pound to continue. In the meeting now, there are 13 participants in the meeting. This meeting is being recorded. You have been added to the waiting room. You cannot talk or listen until the host admits you to the meeting.
Question. I'm sorry to ask a question.
You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
Interesting, he said, everybody call a person. Rather call it a motion. Rather call it this, or that, a title. Mr. Abedum, he says that. Gave us the title and so forth. Motion, keep a title, we see that. Motion. Thank you, don't call him. You can call the motion Abedum. Why don't you call him Abedum Motion? Introduce him to title. The title makes the man. Tzav Sefer says an interesting point. He says all Talmidei Chachamim, he says, so-called rabbis, etc., etc., how do they become great, or how do they become known, or supposed to become known, so to speak? Because of the Torah. The studying of Torah, learning of Torah, and so forth. And therefore, their greatness stems from the Torah. So the title, their greatness stems from the Rav, from the, what Torah represents, the Rav, the learning, the Rabbeinu, the Rebbe. So therefore they call a Rav Moshe, some say for Rav Moshe, so and so forth. He says Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen by the Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Medrash brings in Shmoyz over here, because of the way he developed himself from what he was. He developed himself to such a degree that the Rebbeinu felt that he is the one to be taken out of it. So right, the Rebbeinu wanted the Dafki Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want it. He said, take Aaron. Aaron was the leader of the Jews. The Medrash brings over there, Shmoyz, where Aaron was for 80 years, where Moshe Rabbeinu was not even there, so for Aaron was the whole leader. And Moshe, he didn't want to take it even. And he's older than I am. He said, no. Nope. Moshe said, you developed your leader to the extent that you have to be the only leader of being Zoycha Trafik. In fact, the Bereshim shouldn't have the Shechina with the Yom HaSoyim, but to choose Am Sigur, and also Yedi Noach Lorecha, Dor Drachecha, that the Bereshim wanted to know the workings, the Bereshim and so forth, to see if that's understanding, Tzadik Barav, etc., etc., etc. So the McCurdy City Moor over there, but he must come out of in the fifth barrack, that the merchant said to him, he didn't want to give him that. He did a kind of why. Because Kishurat CC, Russian Gemara, Kishurat CC, lower CC. When I wanted to give you, you didn't want. When he came to the snare, and the snare boyer the age, the Eid Uko, it was not consumed by the fire. And the Shabbat got afraid, he turned away. He didn't want to keep looking. And I appeared to you, you should have kept looking. You didn't? The TC? Actually, Shatter, right, sir? Now you weren't? 80 rights, I don't want. Which means when you have the opportunity, you grab the opportunity. You didn't take the opportunity. You can't have that. And aside from that, he said, the 80 hard of a chai. Person cannot be on that level and so forth. Even Moshe Rabbeinu would issue a kim. Sam Sefer says that a person that developed himself to such an extent was considered a kodesh before he took the Torah. That's why he was recovered the Torah, because of his kiddush in that evil, he said. Therefore, his praise is not the Rav Moshe. His praise is he's a praise for the Torah. He's a Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is our Rebbe, in a sense. And that to say that the Rebbe makes the Moshe, but Moshe is the Rebbe. Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Chassam Sofer, paraphrasing the Chassam Sofer to an extent, what he brings out that particular point. In that sense of Moshe, and still we find, as the Parsha says over here, that would come to the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, "Ve'er a tishu-based lady, because a boss lady. Man came from the shaved lady, and he married the boss lady." Torah doesn't say, it was Amram, no Cheve. And in fact, Ramban, they ask even a stronger question. And Ebenezer asked him a stronger question. The Cheve was 130 years old at that time. She was born when they came into Mitzrayim. There's some time after Yeshua was lifted already, they had passed away. And the Yaakov Avinu and so forth, he'd make the question, but you see, she was 130 years old. Because Moshe, when he took out the Jews, was 80 years old. And he was 210 years from that time of the Golas that started now. So 130 and 80 is 210. Let's do it quickly. So we see, so how come the Torah doesn't stress that miracle? Sora was 90 years old. She had a baby, there's a whole tumble over there. 90 years old. And he's a country and so forth. And yet over here is not even mentioned. So Ramban says an interesting thing. Ramban says, this is the Ramban that says it in Brachos. He says, interesting concept. He says, the only nishim that the Torah stresses is those nishim that are told by a novi that are going to happen, or that the Torah says, or a malach says. Those are the nishim that are set out specifically. Other types of nishim, as we find in the Gemara, many times things that occur for this tzaddik, to help this tzaddik or this person. For example, the Gemara brings over there Shabbos, where the person had a miracle that he grew a breast in order to feed the child, didn't have any milk, etc. There's the Pinchas Ben Yoya that happened, there miracles with him. He said, that Gemara just glosses over, just says it, doesn't mention that make a big deal out of it. He said, because those are private things that happen to individuals, that for some reason, the Ramban said, Moshe, La Azara, said, Tzadik, La Anoisha, said, Rosh. That was the Messias, in the Teva, in the nature, that certain things happened, miracles that happened to certain people, so forth. But it wasn't a message put forth by a Novi or by a Malach and so forth. That's when you stress it in the Torah. That's what the Ramban says. The Dugd of Magid, I want to bring it because I love it. The inimitable fashion answered the question of the Ebenezer from Sora and so forth in this manner. He brings with Marshall. He says there were two poor people that used to go collecting together, and it seemed that they hit one particular city, and so forth, and then they, whatever they got, they came out. So one of them started to complain bitterly. Very bad city, he said. Very bad city, they don't give any money. They give any money, he said. They hardly made anything. And the other guy said, it's a terrific city. When I was there, he said, you were there? Yeah, I was there before. When I was there, I got a fortune of money. He said, I understand. I did very well. He couldn't understand. He said, how come you did so well? You didn't do anything. He said, could be. The answer was very simple. He said, when I was there, it was Purim. This guy came in a regular plane weekday, everybody was busy and that, and nobody bothered with him. They gave him a shibish over there, that's it. he said, that's the pshat. He said, by Sora, he said, there was no such thing. They weren't used to such a thing. Nothing has ever happened at that particular time. All of a sudden, out of clear blue sky, a miracle, a lady that's about 100 years old, 90 years old, is having a child. So it was a big deal. Over here, he says, in the tribe where we have six were born at a time, there's miracle after miracles. It became a terrible miracle. Paul, we used to heal after the ABI. So it's not a miracle, he says. He says, it's not a big deal. It's like, poor. He says, everybody gives money. He says, that particular thing. He says, not a big deal. The big deal is only when it's out of the ordinary. This wasn't out of the ordinary. Because the Jews in the tribe multiplied, like Yosef, Shem, Levi, Shlishi, and so forth that he saw. So therefore, it wasn't such a big deal. That's why I thought I have to mention. That's what the market said. Now, what I want to bring out, it's interesting that Dafki Moshe Rabbeinu and the Paul Parsha takes it in a very simple manner over here without stressing who, what, where, when. It's a lesson to us, two things. First of all, that we, no matter Moshe Rabbeinu was Isha the Kim, the Kim, the Madrega of Kiddush and so forth, of Moshe Rabbeinu, but should know that he came from a father and a mother. Don't describe Kasher Sholem divinity. We don't accept such things. And that's why the other Isha's Kimurosoi, that they should make a divinity because of Shoma and Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why the Torah stresses that Moshe was from a father and a mother. You don't have to mention even who, a regular father, a regular mother. And if we have to understand the second message, from a regular father and a mother could come a Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how first I look at life. Not to think that I have to have the greatest of parents or the biggest of vehicles in order to be somebody. No. And that because of Yerushalayim is not base Yerush Hashem. Yerush Hashem. But it's even with a base Aaron, base Israel, but not by Yerushalayim. Yerush Hashem, not base Yerush Hashem. And say the davening. And Shabbos. So the concept over here is, and I received this particular lesson from here. That's the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that each of Yochel Kolon of Yerush Kimoshe. In the Madrega of the development of yourself, no matter who you come from, no matter what your background, you could become Moshe Rabbeinu, in that particular sense. And with that, we can understand what the Gemara says in Chum. The Gemara asked a question over there. Moshe ben HaTorah, I mean, how do we know Moshe Rabbeinu ben HaTorah? Where do we allude to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah? So the commentary is there, Moshe Rabbeinu ben HaTorah, Lion, from the Balatura, from the time that Moshe was born in Shemais, he's in every single parasha, except. I'm afraid the Oren will catch you right away. Except in four of them in Dvorah. Where there was a reason for each one, but I'm not going to go into that stuff for tonight. But the fact is that the... So what it's called, Moshe ben HaTorah min Hayah, and except in Parshas Tzavah. Now, so the more answers over there, how do you know Moshe ben HaTorah? From the Pasuk in Bereishis, B'shagam u'bosor. The Shagam, Bei Shin Gimel Mem, makes the word Moshe. You have a Shin and a Mem, and Bei Shin Gimel make a Hey, so makes Moshe. So the Gemara went to such lengths to find the remnants of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, the Shagam who bossa. So I understand. And I said, that's the answer. The boy over there, the Torah wanted to show something different. That how do we see that Moshe's Min HaTorah, he says. Is that as a person to develop himself to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Torah, that was saying that, of course, you know, she was all over the trailer, et cetera, et cetera. But you should know that his background was from the Shaga Bubosa. It's also Bosa, like any other person, any other father and mother and so forth. And from that, the Shaga Bubosa could come out of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the person that has to know. That's Moshe Ben Atari Minayim. That's the remnant of what Moshe stood for, what he came to develop himself, how he developed himself. That was what the Lord wants to bring out over there. In the same way I answered what Dimon says over there by Homan and by Esther and so forth, also the same idea could be brought out for each one of them. What they represented, what they were, so what are the remnants over there for them? And that's what the Gemara wanted to bring out, that particular point, in that sense, Dimon Homan. The concept over here by Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, there's a few things that I want to, the very important points to bring out here in Rosh Hashanah, especially the Moshe Rabbeinu, which will cover the title of why he went back to Israel with Moshe and told the Bar Mitzrayim to save the Jews. It says he returned to Israel to get permission. What if Israel would have said no? Moshe told you to go. That's a question that's born over there. Went back to Yusuf for permission to go. We mounted an edit, the Shua, that he swore to Yusuf. The first one was mounted already. It was a medrash. I'm talking about that medrash. And the country of Moshe Rabbeinu, what was the Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Osbosi of Parahel, he made it worse. What was the complaint of Moshe Rabbeinu here? How did he bring out such a point? What did he stress to the Moshe Rabbeinu? The Osbosi of Parahel, so forth. And the concept of the Barak of Hashem of Levi, by Aaron, that Aaron saw him. These are the three points we'll discuss over here in seeing the concept of leadership as far as Mesiras Nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu in regarding also with Bas Parah. Also the same name, the name was Moshe, that culminated in all his actions in his whole life was based on that meaning of Mesiras Nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu. But stop over here tonight, tell you. Any questions that
terrific. Shkaya, beautiful.
Yeah. Good PR.
Yeah, beautiful. You know what I also tell my class?
Yeah.
It's very nice. Ve'ela shmos b'nei Yisrael haba'in. The last letter spells out to Helen.
Right,
I'm going
to speak on that too.
When you have star, that's when you turn
to the Tehillim. The last letters make the way to Tehillim. And
right,
and now that Yaakov Avinu, now Avinu sent to Tehillim, the whole time he was by Lovan. He kept saying
Tehillim.
The message. He kept saying, Tehillim didn't make the whole term. 10 people made Tehillim. Well, the Mauritian contributed to Tehillim. Shabedu contributed to Tehillim. Tehillim the Mauritian, so forth. Was all put together by him. So there's a whole talk on that meaning of Tehillim, right? I wanted to get into that, but it's later right tonight to go into that point.
10 people put together Tehillim?
What?
10 people put it together?
No.
What the heck?
What third?
Author.
You're kidding.
I mean,
okay, so we have to go deeper for that. I thought David HaMelech did the whole thing. It's a major work. Okay, all right, good night.
Josh. We got to go.
Okay. What?
Say good night. But you was back again.
All right.
Go ahead.
Goodbye.